I feel good. I'm so grateful. I feel good. I'm so thankful. I feel good. Man, I'm so blessed. I feel good. Hands up. Hands.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
All right.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the airway.
Haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful.
Right.
God's got a purpose,
all right.
And I know he's able, because I got to see in the ground that he's blessing. No more stressing. I got to see in the ground, and I know him. I can show him.
This is my season.
This is my season.
For grace
and favor.
This is my season.
This is my season. My season.
To reap what I have sown.
Can I say it one more time? I know I'm not perfect, but I sure I've been faithful. Yes, God's got a purpose, and I know he's able, because I got a seed in the ground that he's blessing. No more stressing, cause I got a seed in the ground, and I know him. I can show him.
This is my season
for grace,
for favor.
This is my season
to reap what
I have sown. This is your season
for grace,
for favor.
This is my season
to reap what I have sown. I know I'm not perfect, but I sure been faithful. God's got a purpose, and I know he's able, cause I got a seed.
All right, my
in the ground that he's blessing. No more stressing, cause I got a seed in the ground, and I know him. I can show him.
This is my season.
This is my season for grace and favor. My season
to reap what I have sown.
This is your season
of grace,
for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown.
Amen. This is my season.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Just want to thank him this morning, my darling. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his healing and his deliverance.
Thank him for where he's brought you. Thank him for where he's bringing you. Boy, you ought to thank him this morning. If you're alive, you got something to thank him for. You're in your right mind, you got something to thank the Lord for. You are that way not because of anything you've done, but because of what he did.
Thank you, Lord.
For this day right here. Thank you, Lord. For this moment. Thank you, Lord. For this choir. The young adults come and join in. Thank you, Lord. For this church. Officers and board of members. Thank you, Lord. For the mission you've given us, the ministry you've given us, messages that you keep sending our way. Thank you, Lord. Individuals that you are bringing into our life to help us grow. Thank you, Lord. We have lifted prayers to heaven in your name. We praise your holy name. We magnify your name. Now, Lord, we need to hear from you. We need a word from you now, Lord. Give me preaching power that I may be able to proclaim thy word, thy will, and thy way to thy people. Glorious, glorious, magnificent, marvelous, miraculous name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. God be the glory.
Yes.
Minister Lavallee, to officers and members of this great church, all that it takes to make up this August body this morning, it is just good for us to be here. And let's give that choir and clap of praise this morning. They have blessed our spirits. They have blessed us with their singing. We appreciate that. And we all ought to feel just a little bit better now, and definitely want to be better, definitely will be better now that we have given thanks to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Black History Month. I always like to say something in reference to Black history. Coming from the book of Deuteronomy, which means the second law given, Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, here Moses summarizes the essence of Israel's religion. That their belief was not based on the law, but their covenant with God. Chapter 8, Deuteronomy, and beginning at verse 10, chapter 8, Deuteronomy, beginning at verse 10, I'm reading from the Message Bible. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for all the good land which he has given you. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his precepts, and his statutes, which I command you today. Lest when you have eaten and are full and have built goodly houses to live in them. May God bless the reader, hearer, and doer of his divine word. And God's idea of the covenant relationship which he initiated was that Israel would live in justice and righteousness and show forth this for the love that they had for their brethren. Just for a few moments, I want to share with us from the thought, lest we forget. Lest, and I think that's how it's written in the King James, lest we forget. Black history is a month that gives us an opportunity to remember, reflect, and be reminded from whence the Lord has brought us as a nation and as a people. But we are very forgetful people. We often remember that which we ought to forget while forgetting that which we ought to remember. What we do remember, we should have long ago forgotten, while at the same time, much of that which we have already forgotten, we should have long ago remembered. That was the problem with Israel. And they were God's chosen people. And after all that God had done for them, they too quickly forgot where their blessings came from. And I believe that we need to share with our young people, let them know that life has not always been the way they see it today. They need to know from which we have come from. They need to know that was a time when they had signs over the water fountain, if they had one in the building, saying, cut it only. There was a time when you would walk in Welland's department store and they would wait on everybody before they waited on you. I'm not talking about what I heard, but I'm talking about what I know. There was a time when our tax money paid for the libraries and we couldn't use them. As late as 1965, you could not use the public library in Winfield, Louisiana. I'm not telling you what I heard. I'm sharing with you what I know. And just like God has brought Israel out of Egypt, out of bondage. But their destination was not the wilderness. Their destination was the promised land. But they were to go and possess the land that God was giving them. And that word possess, it means to occupy, it means to do something. Now, God was not going to sit this in their lap and it had nothing to do. But they had to possess it. They had to go and get it according to God's word, will, and way. And the emphasis was on obeying God's law. Now, God had brought us out of our Egypt. Slavery. He brought us from sitting in the back of the bus to, at one time, was a black man that was the president of Greyhound Bus Company. He brought us from just having enough to having more than enough. I was talking to a friend last week, and he was saying, you know, I didn't know where we were poor when we were growing up, because the emphasis wasn't on what we had or what somebody else had. The emphasis was on God and doing God's will and being content with whatever we had. They thought they were ready. We didn't know we were poor. That's all we knew. Huh? But now the focus is on what somebody else has got. Yes. Then we holler, why come I can't get that too? Well, you can if you want to work. Say, God brought us from slavery to segregation. They said it was separate but equal.
in the classroom, it wasn't equal because we had hand-me-down books with other people's names from across town. Some of the pages were torn from the books. But you know what? From using those hand-me-down books, we got lawyers, doctors, school teachers. Now we got the iPad and all them other pads. It looked like everybody going to jail. Instead of carrying books to school, they carry knives and guns to school. Nothing was equal at that time. We were segregated. Yes. There was places we could not go. Yes. There were jobs we could not have. Yes. But God, yes, brought us for integration. Yes. We still wasn't together. Whether you realize it or not, the way integration really started with the schools, they took the smartest students from Pinecrest High and took them to Winfield High in 1965. The smartest, about six of them. At Grambling, they took the smartest students, four or five, and let them go to Louisiana Tech during the morning. I know what I'm talking about. That was supposed to be the integration. But the rest of them didn't go to Winfield High. The others didn't, they couldn't go to Louisiana Tech. Only those chosen few. How was that integration? Still, they had George Wallace standing saying that they were not going to enter the University of Mississippi.
Yes.
Alabama.
Yes.
From that, we went to desegregation. That was the period when the law said we could vote. The law said we could go to any school.
Yes.
They still try to keep us back.
Yes,
but God brought us through all of that.
Yes.
And we think about it today, we can go wherever we want to go.
Yes.
I remember when the gentleman was at the Bentley with his red suit on, you couldn't go up in there. The Bentley Hotel. You couldn't go up in there. You can go now. If you got the funds, got the plaster. God has brought us through all of this, but we take it for granted like it's been this way all the time, and he's itching a little by little to take it all away from us. Different states are coming up with all kind of laws to keep us from voting. You may be going to sleep, but the changes are happening. The changes are happening. There in Mississippi, back when Martin Luther King Day program, they said it was Great American Day because of the attitude of the whites that are coming in today. They didn't want to say Martin Luther King Day, but they've been saying it. And never in the history of a president have we had a president disrespected like Obama, President Obama. Never. All because of the fact that his skin was darker than theirs. But God brought us through it.
Yes. Yes.
The Affordable Care Act, they call it Obamacare. They want to tear it up, but they done found it's hard to do anything with it.
Yes.
They say we're going to appeal it. That didn't work. We're going to replace it. That didn't work. We're going to repair it. That can't work. But God,
yes.
They say, well, we'll have it done by the end of the year. No, maybe sometime next year. They can't do nothing with it because God instituted it through Obama. God put Obama in the White House.
Yes, he did.
Care what you say. God did this.
Yes, he did. Two times.
They had an agenda, a mandate. We're going to do all we can to get rid of him.
Yes.
And they couldn't even find where he spit on the ground. Not even a traffic ticket. You know, a brother ought to have done something wrong, baby. You ran the red light, done something. Clinton smoked him a little pot, but they couldn't find that on our brother. Because God mandated it. Now we are in a state of disintegration. Dr. Eugene Robinson called it the splintering of the Negro race. We are divided now. There are four different groups of blacks in America today now. This came about after the riots in 1968, make no mistake. When they rioted in Washington, D.C., and the affluent black left Washington, D.C., and went to the suburb areas in Maryland, Virginia, and they never came back. And now that predominantly black area now is filled with Haitians, Nigerians, or what have you. But they found out when they went to Prince George County, which is filled with affluent blacks in the $100,000 or more salary range, big two-story homes or what have you, but yet they found they were still black.
Yes.
There's a county next door, predominantly white, and they have a better school and everything than the predominantly black Prince George County. All because of color. So integration, segregation is still there. It just covered over in masquerade. And we got to understand where we stand today. And our kids got to get an education so they can arise above all of this. When I look at the pastoral structure of Central Louisiana, we're split. We're in a state of disintegration. We are divided. There's no cohesion of group leader in this city. We got three associations, and neither one of them is concerned about the welfare and well-being of the community.
Amen.
Not one of them. And I'm a part of two of them. I can say what I want to say.
Amen.
It's the truth.
Yes.
All we do is speak and eat. Somebody do a lesson. Somebody do a sermon. The women dressed in red. The women dressed in yellow. The women dressed in blue. For 4 days or 3 days, however many number of days, ain't doing nothing to help the community.
Amen.
Take up offering after offering, offering after offering. But nothing is going to happen in the community. All week last week, nobody said anything about the school about to be closed and consolidated.
Yes.
Now, you may not agree with what I'm saying, but I can say it.
Yes.
Because it ain't right.
Yes.
We ought to be doing something in this community.
Yes.
Now, the other organization in this city, but one that I'm a member of, we're doing something in this community. We have built houses. Moed. Those houses off of Hudson Boulevard, back in there, Moed. It's the brainstorm of that. Houses in Pineville, Moed. We build houses in Lake Providence, Lake Charles, Moed. Help people get into homes.
Yes.
That were not able to afford a home.
Yes.
Those are some of the jobs at Cabrini Hospital, Moed. They're about to hire the first black.
This is Pastor Dunkley. I hope our message has been a blessing to your heart. I'd like to give you the calendar of events of the Mount Olive Baptist Church Sunday School.